Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In order to secure America's children, no step is more crucial than securing America's borders, said President Donald Trump in his speech to a joint session of Congress.
Over the past 4 years, 21 million people poured into the United States. Many of them were murderers, human traffickers, gang members, and other criminals from the streets of dangerous cities all throughout the world. Because of Joe Biden's insane and very dangerous open border policies, they are now strongly embedded in our country, but we are getting them out and getting them out fast.
Since taking office, said President Trump, my administration has launched the most sweeping border and immigration crackdown in American history.
And we quickly achieved the lowest numbers of illegal border crossers ever recorded. Joe Biden didn't just open our borders, he flew illegal aliens over them to overwhelm our schools, hospitals, and communities throughout the country. Now, just as I promised in my inaugural address, we are achieving the great liberation of America.
President Trump has gone further by officially designating dangerous gangs and Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
They are now officially in the same category as ISIS, and that's not good for them. Countless thousands of these terrorists were welcomed into the U.S. by the Biden administration. But now every last one will be rounded up and forcibly removed from our country, or, if they're too dangerous, put in jails, standing trial in this country, because we don't want them to come back ever.
The territory to the immediate south of our border is now dominated entirely by criminal cartels that murder, rape, torture. They have total control over a whole nation, posing a grave threat to our national security, President Trump warned.
The cartels are waging war on America, and it's time for America to wage war on the cartels. Mexican authorities, because of our tariff policies being imposed on them, handed over to us 29 of the biggest cartel leaders in their country. But we need Mexico and Canada to do much more than they've done, and they have to stop the fentanyl and drugs pouring into the USA.
President Trump expressed his commitment to work with Congress to eliminate these threats, to protect our homeland, and complete the largest deportation operation in American history.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.